I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Thousands of UK students are moving onto campus this week, and you know what that means, a dramatic increase in bicycle, pedestrian, and vehicular traffic. So in the name of public health, we're going over the do's and don'ts for safely getting from point A to point B so that you don't become an unfortunate statistic. That's on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently sat down with Sandra Broaddus. She is Alternative Transportation Manager at the University of Kentucky, and she has some helpful tips for bikers, walkers, and drivers.
We'll start with bicycles. If you're riding a bike, first of all, that's awesome, and we want you to ride a bike on campus, but you need to be aware that you are considered a vehicle by the state of Kentucky, and so you have to obey all traffic signs and signals just like you would if you were driving a car. You stop at stop signs and red lights and things like that. Basically, just drive your bike. If there's a bike lane available, you are required to ride in the bike lane. And if there's not a bike lane available, you're required to ride in the right one-third of the rightmost lane. But there's a lot of exceptions to that, of course. If you need to make a left turn, then you need to merge over into the left lane and things like that.
And some lanes are bicyclists are allowed to use the whole lane.
Yeah, if there's a Sharrow symbol, that means that bicycles are allowed to take the full width of the lane. And so that's just basically like a big bike symbol with the two chevron arrows in front of it. And that's letting motorists and cyclists know that cyclists should basically take the full width of the lane there. And then make sure when you're on your bike that if you're riding at nighttime or in low light conditions, rain, things like that, that you have front and rear lights on your bike. They actually don't have to physically be on your bike. They can be just on your person as long as they're visible. When you're on campus, make sure you always lock your bike and lock it to a bike rack. If you lock it to a tree or a bench or anything like that, it could be impounded. So just make sure it's at a bike rack.
And I think Wildcat Wheels, which is a resource for those of us on campus, has some videos about proper locking of bikes, that sort of thing that folks can go to.
Yeah, definitely. And you can go to uky.edu/transportation/bike to see more of our bicycle resources on campus.
Including, I think, repair stations?
Yes. We have actually, we just replaced all of our repair stations on campus this week. So there's new ones out there with air pumps and tools you can use if you need to make some minor adjustments on your bike. Bikes are allowed to ride on the sidewalks everywhere in the state of Kentucky except for the downtown business district here in Lexington.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So the most important thing to remember about riding on the sidewalk is yield to pedestrians. Obviously, people on foot have the right of way, so if you need to pass someone on foot, slow down, scoot over as far as possible, and give some sort of audible warning, like say, hey, coming up on your left, or like ring a bike bell if you have one, and then that way you don't startle people. During class change, sometimes the sidewalks get super crowded, and it's hard to navigate a bike, so at that point, it's a good idea to just dismount and walk your bike for, 30 seconds until it's navigable again. Make sure you stay on the sidewalk and don't cut through the grass and things like that. And then as far as pedestrians, the major things I think for campus are, anytime you're going through a crosswalk or crossing the street or the entrance to a parking lot or a driveway, look up from your cell phone or whatever digital device you have, make eye contact with drivers. Just because you have the right of way doesn't mean that that driver sees you. So, you need to be cautious. Treat sidewalks on campus like they're roads. It's not just foot traffic. It's bicycle traffic and golf carts and scooters and skateboards and who knows what else is out there. So when you're walking around, stay to the right side of the path and pass on the left side, and that'll allow people to flow around you easier.
Just as if you were a motor vehicle on a roadway.
Yeah,
sort
exactly.
Of same rules.
Yeah, because our campus sidewalks are our big major thoroughfares. So that's a big one.
Do we need to be on the lookout for e-scooters? I actually was on Limestone the other day and saw one go by. Are those appearing on campus now?
Well, we have seen an uptick in personally owned e-scooters. So that's what those are right now. But yes, the city of Lexington is going through a permit process right now to allow e-scooter companies to start operating in Lexington. So sometime this fall semester, we will start seeing those, like the spin bikes that we had previously, where you can just check them out with an app.
Mm-hmm. Any advice for motorists coming on campus?
Absolutely. Number one is don't speed and stay off your cell phone. those are the law. Everyone should know that. But it's especially important around campus because we have so many people walking and biking around. I would say don't park in the bike lane is a big one.
Thank you.
even if you turn on your emergency flashers, that is not a legal maneuver, and you need to find somewhere else to park, even if you're just running into your dorm for a second or something.
I think it's the legal equivalent of parking in a traffic lane.
Never park in the middle of Broadway. You shouldn't park in the bike lane either. Make sure that when you pass bicycles on the road, you give them at least 3 feet of space, and that's 3 feet from the nearest point on both vehicles. So basically from the edge of the passenger side mirror of the vehicle to the edge of the bicycle's handlebars, you should picture a yardstick in that space.
And that is the law in Kentucky.
That is the law, yep. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of hard to picture what that looks like when you're on the opposite side of the vehicle, but just know that if a bicyclist can ever reach out and smack the side of your car, that you are way too close to that person. So they're just doing that for their own safety. Make sure that if you make a right-hand turn that you're checking your mirrors, because bicyclists could be in the lane next to you, and straight-flowing traffic has the right-of-way. So if you don't know what that bike is going to do, then you need to yield and allow them to clear the intersection before you execute a right-hand turn. And then another big one is if you're parking on the street, check your driver's side mirror or turn around and look behind you to make sure that there's no bicyclist coming up in your door zone, basically. Mm-hmm. So when you swing open your door, you don't want to hit a cyclist. That's a really common injury that we hear about. So
I heard something, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's in the Netherlands, where drivers are taught to reach over with their right hand to open their door so that they instinctively look behind them.
Yeah, it's called the Dutch reach. So you open your driver's side door with your passenger side hand, and that kind of forces you to swivel your body a little bit and check behind you to make sure your door zone is clear of cyclists. Mm-hmm. So,
is there anything we've not touched on that you would want our listeners to know about bicycle, pedestrian, motorist safety on campus?
I think that covers the big ones. Bicyclists should also be aware that buses do have to merge into the bike lanes to allow for passenger loading and unloading at the curb. So if there's a bus near you when you're cycling, just be aware that they might have to merge over into your lane at some point. But otherwise, I think that covers the gambit.
My thanks today to Sandra Broaddus, University of Kentucky Alternate Transportation Manager, for talking with us about safety precautions, whether you're riding a bike, riding a scooter, walking, or driving a car. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.